That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, on our last broadcast, as you've probably heard, we had a surprise party for Lum and Abner. Hundreds of their friends of the entertainment world came in during the broadcast, and you heard many of them on the air when they interrupted the old fellows and congratulated them on their 16 years of broadcasting. After the program, their friends had a big anniversary party for them, and they're still a bit tired as a result. But they have problems to meet in Pine Ridge with their new radio station, VTR. So today, Lum and Abner are right back where they started at the beginning of their last program. Lum is in the John and Don store talking on the telephone. Listen.
Oh, sure, Mose. We'll sell you a whole radio program. That's the main idea. Well, you just pay for the time on the air, and then we furnish the program. You have that? Sure, you can have a whole hour. Well, good. Good for you. I'll tell you, Mose, I'd suggest you take 7 to 8 o'clock every night. Oh, yeah, that's way yonder the best time. See, up to 7 o'clock, everybody's busy eating supper, and by 8 o'clock, they're ready to go to bed. Yeah, all right then, Mose, that's the deal. Tomorrow night, that's when your first program will hit the air.
Mom, I just don't... Oh, excuse me.
Well, you can give you just about any kind of a program you want, Mose.
Is Mose buying some time?
All right. We ought to be able to fix up something like that for you. Yes, sir, you bet. You got yourself a goodbye there. Goodbye. Oh, wait a minute. I said you got a goodbye. I never meant goodbye.
I don't. How much time did Mose buy, Lum?
Oh, he bought a whole hour.
Just wait till you hear what I got to tell you, though. I sold an hour, too.
Once a week?
No, sir, every day.
Well, good for you. Mose goes on every day, too.
He does, huh?
Oh, we're sure going to town with this thing. Who'd you sell it to?
Hodgkin.
Oh, for the liver sale, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That ought to make up into a nice program.
That's what I told Ira. He said he'd just leave it up to us to figure out what kind of a program would be best for him.
Yeah, well, he showed good judgment there.
Yeah, he said that he didn't know a whole lot about the radio business, you know.
Yeah, well, it's better for people like that to leave it up to folks like us that knows all the angles of it.
That's what I told him.
Of course, now, Mose had a pretty definite idea about what he wanted on his program.
Yeah, well, he's had experience, you might say. He listens to that radio of his over at the barbershop right now all day long. What did Mose say he wanted, Lum?
Well, he said he'd like to have a big musical program.
Uh-huh.
Or a big dramatic show. Mystery or something like that.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Or a big comedy show.
Comedy?
Funny saying, joke.
Oh, yeah. Mose has got some good ideas.
Yeah, I think we better get busy and figure out his program right now, too, as long as we're going to start it on tomorrow.
Yeah, well, now, what about our program? His starts tomorrow, too.
Well, we can just do one at a time. We'll do Irish next.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. We ought to start out with some kind of opening.
Sounds like a good way to start it.
Then get some stuff to go in the middle there.
Uh-huh.
Then close it off with some sort of a nice closing.
Good. Doggies, I never knowed you did know so much about this radio business, Lum.
Oh, yeah. Natural talents for it.
Yeah, well, all right, we got that in fix. Now let's do Irish program.
Well, wait now, that's just a rough floor mat.
A what?
Floor mat. That means, well, kind of an outline, I think. It's a radio term. I've been reading up on this stuff.
Floor mat, huh?
Yeah.
Better recollect that when I go out to sell some more time. Now, they won't think I'm selling floor mats, will they?
No, not if you explain what you're doing.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see now. We better concentrate on Moses' program.
Let me get my mind to work.
I believe a good dramatics program would be good for him.
Dramatics, huh?
Maybe a story about a big Northwestern mounted policeman trekking across the snow-covered wilderness of the Northwoods.
Now, that sounds like a good one, huh?
I could play the part of the policeman, be the hero of it.
Ah.
I believe that's our ring.
Oh.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Restaurant and Radio Station VTR, Voice of Pine Ridge doing it, talking. Oh, yeah, Mose, we're working on it right now.
Well, to stand on being a hero myself.
Well, we're figuring on a dramatic show about a Northwestern policeman.
Oh, but I'd like to see
him. Well, I don't know, Mose.
Get to wear a red coat?
Well, yeah, I suppose we could. We'll try. All right, much obliged. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Oh, Mose wants to change the policeman to a barber.
A Northwest Mounted barber?
They say as long as he's advertising a barbershop, the hero ought to be a barber.
A barber trekking through the snow in the North Woods? Now, what's a barber doing up there?
I don't know.
He might be lost, I think.
With his idea.
Yeah.
I think we better change the story to something else.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
Maybe we can make him just a part-time barber. Rest of the time, he's a millionaire polo player. I believe I could throw myself into a part like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. A millionaire polo player and a part-time barber. Yeah.
Now, the story will start off with me meeting this beautiful girl.
Girl?
She's got long yellow curls.
Well,
she says to me, wait a minute, there comes Ben Withers.
Is he in the store, too?
No, that's him coming in the door there, man.
Oh, I thought that was her talking.
He's been selling some radio time for us, too, you know.
Well, I never know that.
Now, how'd you make out, Ben?
I saw the program for you, Mom.
Well, good.
A full hour every day of the week, starting tomorrow.
Great. We're sure doing the business now.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you sell it to?
Ed Beckley of Beckley's Drugstore in Silver Fountain.
What kind of a bath mat did you give him, Ben?
I told you, bath mat?
He means floor mat.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I think he wants to feature flashlight batteries in his first show. He might want to advertise floor mats later on. I don't know. I can ask him.
Well, see, a floor mat is a radio word.
Don't bother with that now, Abner. We've got to figure out this program for Mose. Maybe you can help us, Ben.
Fine.
Mose is taking a full hour every day, too. And we're trying to work out a dramatic show for him.
Oh, that's right.
Just a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Oh.
Hello, jot him down. Oh, what is it, Mose?
I got to put on
the thing is, we're done and started on this dramatic show about the barber.
Oh, Farron has yellow curls.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Shave off my skin.
Well, we'll see what we can work out. Yeah, all right.
What do you want now?
The dramatic show is out.
It is?
And we're having sponsor trouble already.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to do a musical program.
Musical, huh?
Yeah, with nothing but youngins on it.
Youngins to advertise a barber shop?
Yeah, he wants to call it The Little Shavers.
Ah,
sounds like an excellent program.
I don't know how I'm ever going to fit into that. About all I can be is the announcer on it, looks like.
With short pants?
No. Let's see, who can we get to be in such a program?
Well, now, Duty Bates can play the piano. Leastways, he knows that one piece he learned, something about bluebirds, I believe it is.
Yeah, but it's going to get a little monotonous hearing Duty Bates play the bluebird song for an hour every night of the week.
It's monotonous hearing it once. Of course, we could have to break it up once in a while with announcements about his barbershop, too.
What you ought to do is get some other children on the program, Mom.
Well, yeah, that's the whole idea.
Some that can play musical instruments, preferably.
Well, natural.
They'd make better musicians.
Hey, Mom, how about that little band Miss Emmeline's getting up over at the schoolhouse? Them's all youngins, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They'd be tickled to death to play on the radio. Oh, no. A lot of good experience.
Why, sure, that's it. That's it right there. Now, let's start on ours.
Well, wait a minute. That was our ring again.
Oh, I never noticed that. Thank you.
Hello. Oh, I'm glad you called, Mose. We got your show all set for you.
Yeah, nothing to it.
Well, but Mose, you said you want... Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we'll see what we can work out, Mose. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Granny.
Is the little shavers out?
Yeah. Don't like the floor mat.
Now, my half of mine is to take a floor mat and go down there and whop him on the head with it. He must have an advertising agency helping him the way he keeps changing his mind all the time.
Yeah, well, we done made a deal with him for that time, so there's nothing we can do about it.
We might sell the little shavers to Ed Beckley, get him to feature safety razors.
What does Mose want now, Mom?
Now he wants to broadcast direct from the barbershop.
The barbershop? Tote the short waving machine clean down there?
Reckon so.
What kind of a program does he want you to put on down there, Mom?
Oh, he's in a big lather wanting to put it on himself now.
Moses?
Yeah, him and whoever happens to be hanging around there come on the air with a barbershop quartet. And Mose is going to do a solo on a comb.
Oh.
And the rest of the program is him interviewing his customers.
That's a landscape.
Yes, that sounds nice.
Going to give prizes to the fellow with the toughest beard and the thickest hair and I don't know what all.
I hope we can pick up something good like that for Ed.
I sold a program.
Wait a minute, Rick. Calm yourself down. Who'd you sell it to?
Oh, Papa.
Oh, is Caleb wanting to advertise his blacksmith shop?
Yes, Mom. He'll take our one today.
Don't think we're sure selling this time. I'll say that for
him. Yeah, Papa wants to have the Macmillan boys and their Mama get their string trial wood and play the anvil chorus for his program.
Well.
And Papa's going to recite the village blacksmith while Ernie Macmillan accompanies him on the musical saw.
Every day?
Yes, Mom. Starting tomorrow.
All right, but tell him to stick to that idea, Cedric. Don't let him keep changing his mind all the time like that bad blame Mose McGee.
You know, here's something Mose forgot. He closes up the barbershop at 6 o'clock. He ain't open twixt 7 and 8.
7 and 8?
Yeah, that's the hour he bought. Wonder if he aims on staying open.
Just a minute, Blum. 7 and 8, you say?
Yeah, that's the best time we've got.
Oh, my stars. That's the time I sold Ed Beckley.
You did?
Doggy, that's the time I sold our Hodgkins, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, that's our Papa bought, too.
Huh?
Granny, if that ain't a fine kettle of fish. Here we go on the air with four programs tomorrow, and they all come at the same time. What are we going to do?
Now, if that won't be a mixed-up outfit, here we hunt reciting a village blacksmith while Mose Moose cuts the hair of that Northwest Mounted Police accompanied by the little shavers on a musical saw.
Well, sounds like it's going to be an interesting evening on the Pine Ridge Radio tomorrow.